Welcome to the BaseCS podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran, founder of Code Newbie.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And she is the brilliant mind behind the BaseCS blog series. Today we're talking about
set theory.
This season of BaseCS is brought to you by DevDiscuss. DevDiscuss is a show I work on with the team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halpert, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walk through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, DevDiscuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to DevDiscuss wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so set theory sounds scary. It sounds very math, and it's not that math is inherently scary, but it sounds like the kind of math that is scary. You know what I mean? Like it sounds like it's going to be really intense. Is it as scary
the word
as
theory
I,
is in it? So
yes, okay. You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up. I think that's what it is. I genuinely think if you said it's going to be set math, I'd be like, that's fine. But you're like set theory, and I'm like, whoa. You know, that's intense.
Game over.
Game over. Done.
I'm out.
Is it going to be as scary as I think it's going to be?
No, it's not. Actually, I can basically describe it to you in two words, okay, and you're going to be less scared.
I'm excited.
You ready?
I'm very ready.
Venn diagram.
Oh, I know what those are.
Yeah, that's the short version of set theory, really.
I've been doing those since I was five. Does that sound right? Is that when people generally get introduced to Venn diagrams? Everyone's like, oh, I did it when I was two. Wait, seriously though? Like set theories is just no.
I mean, it is operations upon a Venn diagram in a way where you're like trying to figure out, you know, what exists in one thing or doesn't exist in another part of the diagram. But like,
okay,
it's like a little bit of fancy, you know, equations and symbols that we won't even get into. But that's really what the theory is.
Okay, well, that makes you feel a lot better.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so in a Venn diagram, let's do an example. In a Venn diagram, let's do Saran and Vaidehi's favorite foods.
Oh, this is good.
I'm really excited about this because I actually don't know what your favorite foods are, and I feel like this will bring me closer to you, and I'm very excited about that. Okay, so in a Venn diagram, you have two circles, mm-hmm, right? So you have like the Saran favorite food circle. Is it called a set, by the way? Like my circle?
Yes. I think you have like, ooh, you have, I don't know, actually. But I think that's right. I can go.
That sounds like that could be a thing.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll have Saran's set of favorite foods and then Vaidehi's set of favorite foods. Okay. So we're each going to pick three. Hopefully one of them we will have in common. Okay. Wait, let me think. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Okay. Okay, I'm going to think of one.
Wait, we're thinking of one or we're thinking of three?
Okay, let's do one at a time.
Okay.
I'll do one, you do one, okay, and then we'll go back and forth. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, my first one is steak.
Oh, I like steak.
Don't, calm down, Saran.
So I'm supposed to say something now?
Yes.
I like eggplant.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Okay.
You don't like it.
No. What am I going to do with an eggplant?
Eat it with some steak. It tastes great.
No.
No. Reject it. Okay, I reject your eggplant. Okay. All right. So far we're each in our own little independent sets. Okay, I'm gonna do another one. Okay.
Wait, do you not like steak?
No, I love. Are you doing steak to yours?
Yeah, I like steak, so we share steak.
Okay, okay. Oh my god. Okay, we share.
We have one thing that we both like, and then I have a thing that I don't know why you don't like it, but I like it.
I don't know why you like it. Okay, you have eggplant. I'm gonna do one. I really like. I don't know if this counts as a food.
does not bode well.
Plastic. No, I'm just kidding. I really like nachos and cheese. It's like two foods, but it's a unit.
I like those two.
Really? It's like one of my guilty pleasures. I love nachos and cheese. Okay. Okay, I have to pick something you don't have. You can't just be all up in my set.
I know. Girl. We have two shared things, a thing you don't like.
And you have a thing. Okay. What don't you like? I bet you I like it.
I don't like clams or mussels.
Aren't you like vegan or something? No, you eat steak.
No, I'm not. I'm a vegan who ate steak. I don't like bacon that much.
Oh, bacon's awesome. What's wrong with you? Okay. I'm going to put bacon in mine.
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. So Saran's set.
Yours is bacon and steak. And nachos and cheese.
Yeah, I like to stay fit. Like to be healthy. Okay, so my set is nachos and cheese, steak and bacon. That is such a terrible group of foods. And yours is eggplant, steak, and nachos and cheese. Okay, so we worked one veggie into this equation. So that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, I would have worked in more if we had done.
No, there's no time for this.
More.
No, just saying. Okay, so we have our favorite food Venn diagram. What makes this Venn diagram a part of set theory? Like, what makes a thing a set? Like, can I add like another steak in my Venn diagram? Okay, so when I think about what makes a Venn diagram, there's two sets, and the things that we have in common only show up one time, right? Like, I don't have two different steaks and two different, although two different steaks sounds pretty good too. But I don't have, two different steaks and like two different.
It's more the concept of steak. Like, we've agreed that that's a one, one thing. It's a single occurrence.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it's a single occurrence. Yes. So like, is that what makes it like a set? Like, set theory, is that important to this definition?
Well, the set, I should define what it is. It's the collection of those elements. So it's really all those things we just explained or listed off, rather. That's the set. And a set is nothing more than a unordered collection of elements, no duplicates. That's the important bit. And that's why, if you think about it in the concept of our, shared interest in food, you wouldn't really have duplicates because either you like it, I like it, or both of us like it, or it exists outside and it's like a thing we both don't like. But it's still, there's only one of it in the set.
Right.
That bit is important. The fact that there are no duplicates and there are distinct, unique objects, unique, elements in this set, and that there was no order either to them, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like we listed steak first and then nachos second.
That's true. We didn't like rank them.
Right. We're just
they're just there.
These exist in this space, the space that is both Vaidehi and Saran's.
Okay.
I almost said Varan, by the way.
Hey, team name. Varan. I approve. I like it. Okay. So that makes sense. So the three qualities are that the things in a set are unordered, there are distinct elements, and there are no duplicates, which, makes total sense. It fits what I've always known about Venn diagrams and how they work. So I'm very relieved that there's nothing surprising there. But why are we talking about Venn diagrams? Like, what am I supposed to do with this information?
Well, I guess the thing that we should do is remind ourselves about the things you can do with Venn diagrams.
Okay.
Kind of go through a couple terms.
Okay, cool.
That we know them inherently, but we might not have the terminology to describe what we're saying.
Okay, fair.
So the first thing is the things that we both like. This is actually an operation that you can perform on a set. Like, mathematically, there are like symbols to denote these operations.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that probably is the most exciting to both of us are the things that we share, the common interests that we have in food.
Steak and lactose and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I know. We should have a dinner party that is just that.
Yes.
Good.
So good.
But the thing that exists in both your space and mine, it's the intersection. Mm. It's basically the set of elements that exist in Saran's list and Vaidehi's list.
Okay.
That's called the intersection. And when you perform an intersection operation, it actually yields another set. And that other set is the intersection of Saran and Vaidehi.
Oh, cool. Okay. So when you operate on, I don't know if that's the right way to think about it, but when you operate on this, these two sets, my list and your list, then you get a new thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess that means you can like work with this new thing if you want to do stuff to that. Okay, intersection. Cool. I like that because it makes sense. I can visualize it in my Venn diagram. I can see the intersection. So far, I am not scared. This is great.
That's the episode title. So far, I'm not scared. I love it. Well, I guess if we're talking about intersection, the next thing that kind of makes sense to describe is the opposite of that, which is basically the things that don't exist in our shared space. So the things that exist either in your list or in my list, which I guess would be eggplant and then bacon, right? That was your thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's called the union. And so when you are finding the union in our set, you get another set that contains the things that are either in your list or in my list.
Okay, I don't like that one.
That's fine because you don't like it because of the eggplant. I don't like it because of the bacon. Eggplant and bacon don't go together. It's fine. We don't need to talk about unions anymore.
They really don't go together, though. But no, I think that's a confusing name because when I think about okay. I understand now. It's a union because we're bringing together these two otherwise unrelated things. Is that why it's called a union?
I have no idea, but I like that.
Right? Okay, because the reason why initially I was very opposed.
Intersection makes sense.
Right, because intersection is like, oh, we are at the intersection. So I'm thinking union, we're at the union? No. You know, but it's not. We're not at the union. We are, I almost said unifying. We are bringing together, we're unifying. I don't know if that's the way to describe it. You know what I mean? Like we are creating a union because we're creating a new set of things that otherwise don't want to hang out.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, cool. I'm okay with union now. Let's continue. What else can we do with these sets?
Well, you can also kind of do a more unique kind of union, I guess, is a way to think about it. It's actually like if we kind of ignored the fact that we have shared, you know, our lists and it's kind of just like, what are the things that Saran likes that Vaidehi doesn't like? Or what are the things that Vaidehi likes that Saran doesn't like?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the differences between our two sets, if you think about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say the set of elements in Saran's list that are not in Vaidehi's list.
Right.
And if you think about it that way, then obviously the things that you listed that I like can't be in it. So even though you listed steak and nachos and cheese, because those also exist in my list, that can't be part of this.
No.
Can't be part of the set difference. There's also another way of thinking about it, which is something called a relative complement.
Okay.
That's also kind of the same thing. It's like the set of elements that are in Vaidehi's list, but don't also exist in Saran's lists.
Mm-hmm.
But both of these, the set difference and the relative complement, what you're really saying is what exists in this set that doesn't exist in the other. So it's kind of like subtracting Vaidehi's items from Saran's, which means anything that exists in mine can't exist in the relative complement.
Okay. Okay, that's not that bad. So far, I'm okay with this. I'm still not scared. This is great.
Cool.
Is there anything else we should know or other stuff we could do with these sets?
I think the last thing I want to talk about is imagine that we both suddenly disagreed and we wanted to come up with a list of things that only one of us, that exists in only one of our sets, but is not a shared thing. So it's kind of the opposite of the intersection.
Mm. Yeah.
In that it's all the things that you like and I like, but that we both don't like together. This is something called the symmetric difference, which basically is the set of elements that exist in either of our sets, but do not exist in the intersection of the two sets. There's another name for symmetric difference called the disjunctive union. I don't like that one that much because it's hard to say.
It's also sad. Like, unions are fun, and then now they're disjunctive.
Yeah.
You know?
So junctive.
So destructive.
Okay. The reason I wanted to bring up symmetric differences is because it's an extension of the relative complements we were just talking about, where I was saying the relative complement or the set difference of your list would be just bacon and mine would be just eggplant. Mm-hmm. And if we found the symmetric difference, then it would be the complement of both of the sets. So the things that only you like and the things that only I like.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm okay with this. This doesn't seem like it feels like we just looked at the Venn diagram and just did all the combinations we possibly could and then gave them names.
Yep.
That's what it feels like.
And I am convinced we should never combine eggplant, bacon, steak, and nachos and cheese. Because the more that you talk about it, I was like, some of these go together, but not all four.
No, definitely not. Okay, so we talked about what a set is. We had an amazing example of a Venn diagram called Surrounded by T's Favorite Foods. And we use that to talk about all the different things we can possibly do, all the different operations we can actually do with our lists of favorite foods. But how does that relate back to computer science? Because last time I did a Venn diagram, I think I was like 8. So what does it have to do with with coding?
The really cool part is that the thing that a lot of us interact with as developers are actually based in set theory, and what I'm referencing is relational databases. Most of us have either worked with an API that eventually pulls from a database, a relational database, or some of us are, you know, more back-end engineers and we actually, you know, write the SQL or whatever that deals with the database. But in some way, shape, or form, whenever you're doing anything with web applications or mobile applications or anything that's stored in a database, really, you are working with some kind of operation that is based in set theory.
Okay.
And there's also some computer science-y stuff in how sets are implemented and what we use to implement them, but I won't tell you how yet.
Always leave us on a cliffhanger. But you're basically telling me that all the years I've been doing my SQL queries and been working with Postgres and doing all my relational database stuff, I've been doing set theory this whole time?
Yeah, in a way you have.
Oh my gosh.
And from a distance, you've always been very close to it.
I'm so smart. And I'm really glad that everyone knows it now. Okay, cool. So we're going to dig into the computer science-y part and the application of set theory next episode. But for today, that's the end of the show. If you liked what you heard, leave us a review and make sure to check out Vaidehi's blog post. A link to that is in your show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I helped make. It's the first original podcast from Dev, a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. And the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond. Hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee. Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. See you next week. That was a stupid question.
Well,
I'm gonna not ask the question. The question didn't make any sense.